You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, thanks so much for listening to this edition of Build Your Tribe. I am so excited about this series. Why? Because it's giving people so many cool ideas. Thank you so much for your messages that you're sending to me in social media, in your reviews on iTunes, letting me know how much you appreciate hearing these episodes. If you've just joined me, these episodes are dedicated to giving those of you who have either a full-time job or a full-time business, but you're thinking of trying to find a new stream of income, something that doesn't take a ton of time. The last several episodes have been devoted to what I like to call moonlighting, business ideas that don't take your full-time effort, but allow you to build passive income on the side. Today's story is really cool because it's all about Etsy, one of my favorite places to get lost online. Now, if you've never checked out Etsy, I know my ladies have checked it out. Well, it's an online marketplace where people, at least in the past, were selling their handmade goods, kind of do it yourself. You can find the craziest, coolest, funkiest things on Etsy. And every time I go there, and I always wondered, like, are people really making money doing that? And if so, how are they doing it? In today's episode, this mother of four shares with you exactly how she did it.
Hey, Shalene. My name is Sarah White. I own a business on the side that is not necessarily passive, but it's a lot more passive than it was a few years ago. My full-time job is staying home to be a mommy to my four children and a wife to my husband who works his own full-time job. I was motivated to earn extra income before we had children, but I didn't know what I could or wanted to do. I liked contributing financially and having extra spending income. But the last couple years with the little side business, we've really made it our goal to use the extra income to pay off our mortgage. Last year, we revenued nearly $100,000. Of course, that was just sales, but we paid ourselves $30,000, which nearly all went towards our mortgage. And for that, we feel so incredibly blessed.
Hey guys, thanks for allowing me to interrupt for just a moment to remind you that all of these stories, like everyone I've ever featured on Build Your Tribe who's done something crazy cool, has been able to build passive income, create a stream of income for their family and themselves that they didn't have before. It takes focus. It's just not something you can do if you're scattered and disorganized and not focused on why you want and need to do this. Focus has been a critical part of my life. I recently watched a documentary on Warren Buffett that was fascinating. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates were sitting at a table with Bill Gates' father. And Bill's father asked both Bill Gates and Warren Buffett what one word they attributed to their success. And without collaboration, both of them wrote on a piece of paper the same word. Focus. And I would say that is true for me and true for so many other people, especially creative types. I mean, if that's you, you struggle because there's so many things to do in the day. There's so many great ideas that you have, so many directions you could go in, and you just need more focus. I want to introduce to you my Smart Life Push Journal. It's something I created for people just like you who need to get focused. You need a daily planner, but it can't be something that takes so much time or feels like scrapbooking, or you've got to put stickers in and colors and stamping and pretty ribbons. And like, who's got time for that? I need to be focused. And I created the 30-day push program around that whole concept. But the thing that was missing was a really simplified daily journal, a journal that could allow you to accomplish all of your goals in less than 90 days. And that's what the Smart Life Push Journal has done for so many. I encourage you to check it out. You can do so by going to smartlifepushjournal.com. Okay, back to the show.
Back in 2007, I started making children headbands with flowers attached for friends and family, and it was just for fun. And Etsy was fairly new, and my sister-in-law suggested that I try my hand at selling my headbands there. So I did. I loved the photographing, the selling, and the customer service aspect of the business, but the creative process was so time-consuming and mentally exhausting for me, and I decided that I wouldn't have time for it all once I started having kids. So I started selling the flowers that I had accumulated just to get rid of them, and they started selling like hotcakes. It was at that moment that I became the first flowerhead supplier on Etsy, and I realized that I had found a niche, and it all snowballed from there. So that's what I do. I sell artificial flower heads.
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but I want to point out the obvious. Maybe it's not so obvious, but time and time again in these stories, you hear that whatever it is that ultimately became the form of passive income, in almost every story, it's not what they intended or started with. It's something that kind of evolved almost from an accident, or they stumbled upon it. But you see, here's the deal. Here's the thing I want you to take away from this. You're not going to stumble upon something unless you start. You're not going to figure out which way to go or what it is until you start. And that's why it's also not important for you to know exactly what it is. Just throw something at the wall and see what happens. If you never take that risk, if you never take that chance, you'll never have the opportunity to let it grow into something else. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't even have to make you money at first, but you've got to start. Okay, back to Sarah.
I spend 10 to 15 hours a week on my business, depending on the season, so not too much time. And I have made it a personal goal the last couple years, especially, to limit the time I spend on my business while my children need me during the day. I really tried to keep my priorities in focus with my kids, my husband, and my home at the helm. If I really need to get something done during the day, they either my kids can help me and make a little money, spending money, or they get to watch a show or I send them outside to play with friends when the weather permits. Otherwise, I try to do the bulk of business during nap time or after bed at night. Currently, I have my mom helping me. She does the packaging and shipping of all our orders straight from her home. And she heads that daily grind that I couldn't possibly do myself while keeping my sanity. I also have a helper who comes 1 to 2 times a week to restock flowers, which helps move items back into the shop faster than I could do myself. I also want my children to have the opportunity to help with the business, to earn money for their college education, a car, etc. My website, for anyone interested, is simply sarahfloral.etsy.com, and Sarah spelled like my name, S-E-R-R-A, and I am very active on Instagram at Simply Sarah Floral and Facebook at Simply Sarah Floral. Thanks, Jalene. I love your podcast, so keep up the great work.
Super cool. Thank you so much, Sarah, for sharing your story with us. Thank you so much for speaking specifically about your kids, because I think that is one of those areas many parents struggle with, not just moms. You know, that pull to want to build your business and keep up with the business growth that you can see in your head, but at the same time, knowing that there's only a very short window of time when your children are young. And I just have to say this to everyone, moms and dads, you don't get another shot at it. You really don't. And it's so much more important that you get it right with your kids, with your wife, with your husband. That's so much more important than building a bigger business, competing with whoever it is or whatever it is in your mind that makes you feel that drive. Just know that it's such a short period of time, and there's nothing more important in the world than giving to your kids. So maybe you do it a little slower. Maybe you do it during nap time and in the evenings. And maybe it's okay for some of you to be working around the clock. And, you know, I'm not here to judge. I can't help, though, but give my opinion. And I've seen too many people who think because their kids are resilient and because their kids seem happy that it doesn't have an impact on them, that they're never seeing you or that you're never present and that you can't really be involved other than just, you know, providing for them. So I didn't mean for this episode to take that turn, but it just has to, because it's like that's why I'm doing a podcast, because I want to share my best practices and the mistakes that I've made. And you know, I learned a great deal from growing up in a household with a father who had, I don't know, maybe 100 businesses during the time that we were at home. And he was so good at just shutting it off, you know, and I had to learn that later in life. But I can tell you, it is so rewarding when your children know that they come first before anything else, before your business, before your income, before your website. It's difficult, but if you're focused, you can find a way to do it. I'm really excited for you to hear the remainder of these stories. I've got just a few more for you, and they're all so different and so cool. Don't be afraid to try some of these ideas. Don't be a stranger. If you'd like to share your story with me, go to shaleenjohnson.com/AskShalene, where you can leave me your own voicemail about your moonlighting and the success that you've had building a business part-time. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. You know where we are. We're done. So until we speak again, take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Life Push Journal. Write that down. SmartLifePushJournal.com. It's a system I created over 5 years ago, which to date has helped over 500,000 people accomplish their goals, become more productive, healthier, and happier in the process. It revolves around the push goal principles. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, no problem. The Smart Life Push Journal will actually walk you through the process of finding yours, creating it, and then accomplishing that goal and all the others on your list in less than 90 days. I've taught this system for countless years, and while it works for anyone who does it, it was difficult to help people develop the habit of just creating a push goal and then accomplishing 2 to 3 10-minute tasks each day around their push goal. Like, that seems like common sense, and you know that if you just do a few things each day towards your big goals that they're going to happen, but how do we make that a habit? Well, my 90-day goal setting system revolves around a physical journal that turns that concept into a habit. Now, if you're looking for one of those really fancy, pretty journals that has your whole year, plus your electricity bill, plus all of your birthday cards, and it's so big and so cumbersome, you can barely carry it around, this is not your journal. I've designed this journal because I was a journal junkie. I went through hundreds of journals. I tried to create my own. I played with apps. But after looking at the neuroscience behind physically writing out these tasks, after spending so much time trying to figure out complicated day tracking journal systems and realizing I was spending more time putting on fancy borders and tapes and colors, it just dawned on me, my whole purpose is about simplicity. Like, let's make things simple. Fewer decisions, fewer distractions, a lightweight, easy to carry with you, portable journal. It's a 90-day goal setting system where you'll set goals to accomplish in the next 90 days, and then you pluck away at them 30 days at a time. So you don't carry around with you a journal that holds a year's worth of information or even 90 days. You carry around 30 days at a time. And that's important because in my study and in working with hundreds of thousands of people just like you, I found that things come up that change your goals, that change your direction. Life throws you curveballs, and you need that fluidity. At the same time, you need accountability. It's like walking around with a life coach in your bag, in your purse, in your hand. You'll always have it with you. That was key. Because if you don't have it with you, then your goals, your dreams, and the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to master your goals are out of sight, out of mind. It's simple. It's fast. It does two things. It helps you track your health and fitness, which also includes your diet and nutrition, your sleep, all things that make you better, healthier. And it helps you track your day, your life. So you intertwine both business and personal. This is for the stay-at-home mom. This is for the entrepreneur, the network marketer. This is for the college student. This is for the person whose dreams are so big, they don't have time to turn their day planner into another cumbersome, huge, overwhelming project. It's simple, and it also includes a complete video series that teaches you how to use a journal. Because if you're like me, I don't like to read instructions. But how you use this journal is what makes it so amazing. I can't wait for you to try this. I can't wait for you to develop this habit. I hope you'll check it out and learn more by going to smartlifepushjournal.com.